Yes, Lord, we love you.
Yes, Jesus, so much, brethren.
I see you, Lord, we have come out to this.
How has it been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
So glad to be with you.
How is your life?
Come on, Lord.
Is God good? All the time, if he's good, life too is good. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, sometimes we meet our problems in our bodies. There is sickness and some failures, even what we need. When we seek the kingdom and righteousness,
all we
need, he just adds them to us. According to what is spoken in Matthew 6, 30 to 31,
and
he spoke that healing to be healed free. He heals more freely. There is no payment. I prove whoever has nothing they need. As we finish, we see the kingdom and righteousness. And he's added much on you, onto what you need. And he said, preach the kingdom of God is drawn near. According to Matthew 10:7-8.
And
even says, healing and casting demons, do that free. You're going to be healed free, you who has been saved. We send you the Spirit of the living God,
and
angels of the faithful God,
and
they reach on you and they do a service upon you as you move on to hear his word. The words he says unto us, they are spirit and life. John 6:63 tells us, God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for committing to seek God as you're based in his holy book.
You
come back in the journey of heaven again, and by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And all you, our listeners out there, and you've decided to see God blessing in his book, like he first commanded us, Isaiah 34:16. So look in the book of the Lord and read. For his mouth commanded it, and his spirit gathered.
He
gathered scriptures speaking of all things. And if you need to know God, you don't need to climb a mountain.
So
you don't need to go in the valley, either to go in any field. Everywhere you sit, when you decide to seek him in his holy book, you find him.
Or
he showed you to seek him through the book.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus.
Now
we are moving on with the journey of heaven. And we are on another part of ours, of the second resurrection, the day of the Lord, the rapture, the judgment.
These
we studied them when we studied the altar of God, the golden altar, where the lake of fire begins from, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. That altar is found in the middle of the city of Jerusalem, and it's in the midst of the cherubims. According to Ezekiel 10,
and
here is where the lake of fire begins from, and it flows to move ahead in its place found above the heavens, in the seraph, the sixth seraphim, as we shall study at the end.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we draw us to see the second resurrection, the day of the Lord, the major day, and to see the rapture,
the
lifting of the saints to meet the Lord in the space. And after that, the judgment which will happen, where the saints will be given to judge the righteous, and all is to happen in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now that will happen in that moment.
We
want to move on in another part. As we study what will happen on the day of the Lord. This moment we see what is going to move on to happen. After the saints have been gathered with angels and entered the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. According to Matthew 24, verse 29. And to 30. It
will
be shown there will be nothing of teeth and groaning. But we lost the heart. Angels close to 200 billion of them who work on death and hell.
All
tormentors have been doing in the pits of hell. They are to bring people in hell on earth and to torment the ones they will find on earth as they join them together for 5 months before judgment comes. We shall be in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And in Matthew 24, 29 to 30, they say this.
Matayo esula yabiri munya olunyiriri olwabiri mu mwenda.
Matthew 24 from verse 29.
Matayo yabiri munya yabiri mu mwenda. Naye amangu ago oluvannyuma lw'ebibonyobonyo ebyo, mu nnaku ezo enjuba erifuka ekizikiza, n'omwezi teguliolesa musana gwagwo, n'emmunyenye zirigwa okuva mu ggulu. N'amaanyi ag'omuggulu galinyenyezebwa. Awo lwekalirabika akabonero k'omwana w'omuntu mu ggulu. N'ebika byonna eby'ensulo ebiri kuba ebiwoobe biriraba omwana w'omuntu ng'ajja kubira eby'eggulu n'amaanyi n'ekitiibwa ekinene.
Ebigambo bye tugenda okutunuulira okwongera okunnyonnyoka ku bamalayika bano abakola mu bunnya obutakoma era abakola.
They working on death and hell. Today they work totally there. On the other day they will come to work on earth. But they have told us that on that day the sun will stop giving the light after the pits of hell will be opened. And there will be gnashing of teeth, everlasting torment. But this comes from this man. Angels led by angel Abaddon and the angel of death come from the bottomless pits. In Revelation 9, it moves on to call them the locusts. In the mystery of the locusts.
These
are not physical locusts we've been knowing, but their appearance. Just as you see a big locust which have hooks on its legs, elsewhere they are like drilling machines with hooks. They are like this material they use to cut timber.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is on their finger, all over their hands. Even their legs have hooks like a big locust, but the others are big. They
too
are used to torment people in hell, which we know as the bottomless pit, the prison of God. On the day of the Lord, they are going to come on earth. Their coming is full of much pain, just as you know hell and the things within it. Some of what we first studied on the journey of heaven, when we started from the earth,
and
we went the kingdom of the stars, where we found the bottomless pit, the prison of God. Revelations 9, it shows what will cause the sun to stop giving light and the armies which come from the pits of hell. They are the ones with the name called the locusts, the name which is mystical.
We
explain the features on their bodies which they use, their appearance. Revelations 9 from verse 1.
Malaika w'okutaano n'afuuwa, ne ndaba emmunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu ng'egwa ku nsi, n'aweebwa ekisumuluzo eky'obunnya obutakoma. N'asumulula obunnya obutakoma, n'omukka ne guva mu bunnya ne gulinnya ng'omukka ogw'enkoomi ennene. N'enjuba n'ebbanga nebizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omubunnya.
Ensonga lwaki Mukama afa olunaku lwagenda
okudda?
Enjuba ejja kuzikira ku ssaawa mukaaga
ogw'emisana
olw'ensonga obunnya obutakoma bujja kuba buguddwa eyo gye bagenda okujja aboonoonyi obaleeta
wano,
n'abasajja babajjayo bakulembeddwa mu malayika
Abaddon
oba gwe bayita Apollyon,
malayika
akulira obunnyi obutakoma. Sitaani si
yabukulira, ne
kati naye aliyo nga
musibe,
ne bamalayika bamalayika be beyalimba.
These fallen angels whom he lied.
Enamba esinga eriyo mbunyo.
The greatest number is in the bottomless pit.
Wabula kunaku lwa Mukama.
But on the day of the Lord.
Akuba gye babaleeta
wano. They are to get them out and bring them on earth.
Mu kitabo ky'okubikulirwa.
In the book of Revelation.
Basajja bano abakola mbunyo obutakoma.
These men walk in the bottomless pit.
Bagenda mu maaso n'okubayita enzige.
They move on to call them locusts.
Mu lulimi olw'ekyama.
In the mist call language.
Olubikkula ekikula kyabwe.
Which reveals their appearance.
Yes, you have
to praise Jesus.
Era nga waliwo ebitabo nga Yoweri.
And their books like Joel.
Waliyo nga Habakkuk.
They are books like Habakkuk.
Tujja kula ku Nahum.
We shall see of Nahum.
Bagenda maso n'okwogera mu lulimi lwe rumu.
They moved on to speak in the same language.
Kale lwali nga luzibu okutegeera.
Now it was a bit hard to understand.
Nti Mukama kiki yali agezaako okwogera.
What God was exactly meaning.
Naye olwali tugenda sisinga nnyo okugya ebyameeri.
But they were more to kind of bring out those mysteries.
Ebirage ekikula ky'abamalayika bano abakola mbunyo
obutakoma. Which showed the appearance of angels working in hell.
N'obusobozi bwabwe okubonyaabonya amawanga.
Abilities in tormenting nations.
Aga bonna abatakkiriza Mukama waffe Yesu.
Who never believe the Lord Jesus.
Olwaleero nga bavudde mubiri.
Today when they check out the body.
Babateeka mbonyo obutakoma.
They are put in the pits of hell.
Basinga n'ebonyoobonyo ebyo.
And they find torment there.
Ne ku lunaku luli.
Even the other day.
Mukama waffe lwagenda okudda.
When the Lord will come back.
Mukuzuukira okwokubiri.
In the second resurrection.
Era bagenda okujja okukola kwabo bonna aboonoonyi.
They will come to work on all the evil people.
Abali babakya basigadde wano nga tebagenze mu rapture.
They will have remained on earth when they haven't gone to the rapture. Bajja
kubagatana abali mu geena kankano.
Join them with the ones in hell right now.
Ate babonyeebonye wano okumala emyezi
etaano. And torment them on earth for 5 months.
Bwe tuli batumaze okuyingira mu kibuga kya Katonda.
We shall have already entered the city of God.
Bino byonna twabisoma.
All this we started with.
Olunaku lwe twasoma ekyoto kya Mukama.
On the day we started the altar of God.
Ekya zaabu.
The golden altar.
Enyanja y'omuliro w'etandikira.
Where the lake of fire begins from.
Kibuga kya Katonda.
In the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omukulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Tweyongereyo.
Let's move on.
Kubikulirwa mwenda.
Revelations 9.
Okubikulirwa essula ya mwenda olunyiri olw'okusatu.
Revelations 9 verse 3.
Ne mumukka ne muva enzige ku nsi ne ziweebwa obuyinza ng'enjaba ez'obusagwa ez'oku nsi bwe zirina obuyinza.
Kaakati ekyenjawulo ku nzige
zino
oba ze tugezezzaako okuyita
enzige
naye nga bemalayika
b'emagombe
babeera n'omukira.
They have a tail.
Ajja kuba oyongera okwetegereza.
You'll continue to see it.
Guba gwanjaba.
It's of a scorpion.
Guva eno ku mbalasi ya.
It comes from their horse.
Ugwandibadde omukira gw'embalasi.
What would that be the tail of the horse?
Gubanga gw'olaba gundi eyo eyinza okukubojja.
It's like you see that scorpion which can strike you.
Era eri bagikulumiza emyezi etaano.
And the others they fight you with it for 5 months.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Kale ekikula kyabwe.
Now their appearance.
So bayite enzige zino eza bulijjo.
Don't call them the usual locusts.
Era w'osoma mu Bible wonna.
Read in the entire Bible.
Osingana w'ekigambo nzige.
If you find the word locusts.
Manya be boogerako be baani.
Not the ones they speak of are these ones.
Bayinza okukozesa ekigambo Abakaludaaya.
They can use the word the Chaldeans.
Oba Abamedi.
Or the Medes.
Oba abasajja abava mu nsi y'ewala.
Or the men who come from the far country.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kale bwe basomako mu lulimi olwo.
When you read them in that language.
Olowooza nti balina abantu abalala bye boogerako.
Don't think they are speaking of other people.
Oba nti boogera ku biwuka.
Or that they are speaking of insects.
Bino si biwuka.
These are not insects.
Bano ba malayika.
These are angels.
Katugende mbaso n'okubasomako.
Let's move on to start of them.
Kubikulirwa essula ya mwenda olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Revelations 9 verses 4.
Ne zigambibwa obutayonoona muddo gwa nsi newankubadde ekitundu kyonna ekibisi. Newankubadde omuti gwonna wabula abantu bokka abatalina kabonero ka Katonda ku byenyi byabwe.
Olunaku olwo
olw'okuzukira okwokubiri
kudda kwa Mukama waffe okwokubiri
lwe
tumanyi ng'olunaku lwa
Mukama
rapture
the rapture
no judgment
and the judgment
Yes, we
praise Jesus. They are easily going to realize they without a seal of God. That sign is put upon you by the Holy Spirit. It's the light shining in your forehead, which shows you sat in the Word of God.
It's
what we first started the other time. According to Ephesians, Ephesians 4:30, they tell you this word. In your journey of salvation, you try to see you never grieve the Holy Spirit, the one by which he seals you. Let's read of him. Ephesians 4:30.
So temunakuwazanga moyo mtukuvu wa Katonda eyabateesa kakabonero okutuusa ku lunaku olw'okununulibwa.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
they have told us we shouldn't grieve the Holy Spirit by which we were sealed reaching the day of our redemption. What can grieve him? Ephesians 4:31.
N'obusungu, n'obukambwe, n'okukaayana, n'okuvuma bibavengako awamu n'ettima lyonna.
Ebintu byonna ebiringa ebyo,
all things like these,
bituvengako.
Let them be away from us.
Naye mu ngeri y'emu,
but in the same way,
omwoyo mutukuvu tamala gateka ku buli muntu kabonero.
The Holy Spirit never seals every person.
Omala kubanga otudde mu njiri,
must have sat in the gospel.
Otula mu kigambo kya Katonda ekyaddala,
in the pure word of God.
Ekitandika okujjula mu gwe,
it begins to get filled within you.
Okusinziira ku Befeso esula esooka,
according to Ephesians 1.
Abefeso esula esooka,
let's begin from verse 6.
Abefeso esula esooka omukaaga. Ekitiibwa ky'ekisa kye kiryoke kitenderezebwenga, kye yatuwa obuwa mwoyo omwagalwa, eyatuweesa okununulibwa kwaffe olw'omusaayi gwe, okusonyiyibwa ebyonoono byaffe ng'obugagga bw'ekisa kye bwe buli, kye yasukkiriza gye tuli mu magezi gonna n'okutegeera kwonna. Bwe yatutegeeza ekyama eky'okwagala kwe nga bwe yasiima yekka, nga bwe yamalirira edda mu ye, olw'obuwanika obw'omubiro ebituukirivu, okugattira awamu byonna mu Kristo ebiri mu ggulu n'ebiri ku nsi. Mwoyo naffe mwe twafuukira obusika, bwe twayawulibwa edda mu kumalirira kw'oyo akoza byonna nga bw'ayagala mu kuteesa kwe, tulyoke tubeere n'ettendo ly'ekitiibwa kye ffe abaasooka okusuubira mu Kristo. Era nammwe mu ye bwe mwawulira ekigambo eky'amazima, enjiri ey'obulokozi bwammwe, mwoyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza ne muteekebwako akabonero n'omwoyo omutukuvu eyasuubizibwa.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nti bwe tumala okutuula mu njiri,
after sitting in the gospel,
omwoyo omutukuvu atandika otusiiringa,
Holy Spirit begins to seal us,
ayita mu bigambo bya Katonda ebijjula mu ffe,
through the words of God filling in us.
Kati kikulu nnyo,
now it's very important,
okutuula awali ekigambo kya Katonda,
where the word of God is,
kubanga ofuna siiru ya Katonda,
you get the seal of God.
Omwoyo omutukuvu agenda mu maaso n'okikuteekako,
Spirit moves on to put it upon you.
Era nga ku lunaku lwa Mukama,
and on the day of the Lord,
yego wekka alisobola okuwonawo,
it's only you will be able to be saved.
Kubanga ebizibu
all the problems to happen on that day,
as
joined his angels called the locusts, angels of the bottomless pit, people I saw got saved,
and
who never got the torments,
we
are only the ones with the seal of God. Now I tell you this, don't waste time sitting in human words, because we are not of the word of God,
for
you not be sealed by those words.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
the seal of the devil 666.
But
the seal of God, then you have to listen to the gospel. It's the word of God.
Gospel
of the kingdom of heaven.
After
the Spirit seals you, if you have a guarantee on the other day,
you
are not among them to be tormented,
and
they to see all the sorrows. According to verse 14.
Abefeso esula esooka lwa 14.
Ephesians 1:14.
Gwe musingo gw'obusika bwaffe, okutuusa envuma ya Katonda lw'enunulibwa.
Nti okutuusa ku lunaku luli lw'onunulibwa.
Until the day you will be redeemed.
Era n'olwala ne bw'oyambula omubiri.
Even the day when you unclothe the body.
Olina okuba ng'olina sitiru ya Katonda.
Must have the seal of God.
Bw'oba nayo.
If you have it.
Otwalibwa mu kibuga kya Katonda eky'omu Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Kubanga abaliyo teriyaliyo nga talina
seal. That no one is there without a seal.
And they have the
light of the word of God in them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Katikakasa,
now prove.
Na watu wonawo kunganira.
Where you fellowship from.
Ufune ekigambo ekyamazima.
You get the word of truth.
Kubanga singa tokifuna.
For if you don't get it.
You can't
get the seal of God. All the words you get there,
they pray
to get the seal of the devil, if not of the kingdom of God.
Here
people on gospel of this generation, gospel of the needs of the body,
things
of visa, gold and silver, people who speak vulgar and people like them,
all those
who work under the seal of the devil, the seal 666,
I think
you started that field with us on Tuesday and Wednesday. And we started the Spirit of God
separating
from the Spirit of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the Holy Spirit, that seal is put upon you as a guarantee. Must get it when it's still on earth. When you check out, you got the city of God. Most of them are checked out and they claim they are born again, but they never sat within God's word. They never got that seal. They were always in words of this generation. Remember, when the Spirit is selling you,
based
on the word of God and how you enter it in you and the way you get revealed of it, according to John 6, verse 63.
Yokana esula ya mkaga ulunyirirwa mkaga musatu. Omwoyo gwe guleta obulamu, omubiri teguliko kye kugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo bwe bulamu.
Kati buli lw'ofuna ebigambo bya Katonda,
anytime you get the words of God,
ye mwoyo mwenyini akola siru mu gwe.
Spirit himself making a seal in you,
osobola okuba ng'owona ku lunaku luli.
That you get saved on the other day,
owulire munyenye tezijja kuba zambudde omubiri gwazo nga gugweno.
Tears will unclothe their body, throwing them down.
Naye bijja kuba zikusala busazi ebiyinja ebyo bye bikusala
bikuyitako.
Era ne babadon teri ali kukwatako.
Even the abadons, no one will touch
you. Kuba kutunako tunuzi.
They just look at your forehead and they say, this appears like Moses.
Look,
shine the forehead, leave them. Angels coming to pick the saints, the saints of God. I saw them picking out everyone with a seal and they're shining their foreheads. They pick them out.
And
make a mistake
to pick up.
As they come, there is an eagle.
You know
how an eagle is going to capture fish from the water?
It has three angles
of eyes. It sees the
critical angle and
the point over the ground.
They
see everyone aside and they target the only you with a seal and they catch you out. Most of those birds, when they are capturing fish from the waters, they in three angles. They see at both sides and the middle. Now they are coming to the saints. Have three angles by which they see. The ones surrounding you in both sides. And they throw them aside and they pick you out. That's why it was written, one will be taken, one remains. How do you think they're going to watch you? You can be saved from these angels called locusts if you prove you have the seal of God after not forsaking fellowship. This scripture, it was brought to profit us, which
read
in Hebrews 10, 25 to down. Do not forsake fellowship. Within it we hear the words of God. We continue to get sealed. And the one who warned us,
Colossians 14,
fellowship in place where there is no word of wisdom, not understanding, not even revelation. For he speaks, if you fellowship the one with the word of wisdom, the word of understanding, the one with a vision, the revelation,
Let all be preached to profit people. You have just been fellowshipping.
You
chairs and shout, make noise.
The
devil is there wasting your time. As is sealing you with his seal. Seal triple seal. It must get the seal of the Holy Spirit. It must fill you with the seven spirits.
We
see within the lampstand. The spirit of wisdom, understanding. Counsel, spirit of power, knowledge of God, fear of God, spirit of the Lord.
He
seals you within that in the seven spirits. And the Father and the Son proves it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
proven to be in Christ.
So
what is in John 15, verse
7? Prove.
You don't just speak, you're in Christ. After day you prove whether you have been or you've not been. John 15:7.
Bwe mubeera mu nze n'ebigambo byange bwe bibeera mu mmwe musabe nga kye mwagala kyonna munaakikolerwa.
Kati omutukuvu yamanyi abali ddala mu
Kristo
abalina ebigambo bye
si
mbozi ya musumba omanyi abakimba bagenda ebweru ne badda ne batunyumiza bisitoole
byabwe
bwe tuba tetwazze kunona sitoli.
God is wants to come and ask that we get God's seal. Funny stories. I traveled here and it took me a powerful restaurant. After you ate your food, is it still in your stomach?
Beneath
you eat food worth 100 million in one eating.
You
have to go to the toilet as if you ate the food of 3,000 shillings. Now don't tell us the stories. What proves you are in Christ?
You
must have his words in us.
I'm in Jesus. You know, for us we are
Jesus.
We move in Jesus.
Jesus is what they are not in them.
They
have stories and funny invented things.
If
they have scriptures in them, they have twisted them.
And
they have subtracted and added in them. You know the promise of those people.
Upon
Revelation 22:18-19. When you subtract, they subtract a portion of
them.
When you add in the atonement upon you, now be very careful.
We
warn you within this word. The day of the Lord, people
will
get troubles, will not have the seal of God. People who never took the word of God to be valuable.
Always love
to be told words of stories to enjoy. Carry chairs on their heads and make noise over
them.
They
are
30 years in salvation, but they have nothing like any scripture. And it claims they're in Jesus.
Do you know
all of us in Jesus, brethren?
Yes,
and praise Jesus.
And praise
him, the word who is the Son. Praise him, the word is Son. And
he
said, who is that one? Jesus is the word. It is in Jesus.
What's
going to shame you on the other day? And before it reaches,
maybe
even ashamed today, even tomorrow.
For
checking out the body, doesn't wait the day of the Lord.
It's
in any moment, like the counsel of God stands. Let's be careful.
For
those angels,
from
Revelation 9, let's get back. Everyone without the seal of God.
If
say they do that in hell, take it from the body without God's seal,
have
to throw you in hell and they torment you from there. Even their day of coming here, if they find you will be like that. That's why the devil, he knew that to get the seal of God has to be the real word.
temubera mu kiga mubere mu bibozi.
Religions, you're not in the word, you are in stories there.
Kakati.
Now.
Omutoko bogo.
Say people.
Na gamba.
But he say.
Bakati abasumbate.
Now the pastors, they too have messed us up.
Bakwa tena ruko banyola
binyoli. They get scripture, they twist them.
I read that secret 37.
They explain what they want out of their
race.
No, you can never get the seal of the Holy Spirit. It's impossible. They seal what?
Listen,
the gospel, they seal you.
Now he's
going to seal when you've heard stories.
Here
is where you have to be careful. They are preaching are many.
Many
will come preaching and claiming they will preach in his name. And will chase them from himself.
If
they chase the one who preached falsehood, how more you had it? It's what I say. They choose a false prophet. How more you they worked false miracles for? We never knew, Lord. Ignorance doesn't make you innocent. Why did you seek for knowledge?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
let's be careful. According to Revelation
9,
verses 4, it
says
these were commanded through the things down here.
Revelation 9,
verse 4.
Nezigambibwa obutayino na muddo gwansi newankubadde ekitundu ekintu kyonna ekibisi newankubadde omuti gwonna wabula abantu bokka abatalina kabonero ka Katonda ku byenyi byabwe
abo bokka abatalina kabonero
without the seal
olwaliro bwogene magombe
if you go to hell now
abantu bonna abaliyo balina siru ya sitaani
all people there have the seal of the devil
they
have no seal of God.
In
this world you see now,
we
are in the battle, either you get Satan's seal or God's seal. But they have explained us,
if
you have to get God's seal, you must sit in the gospel of the kingdom of God.
You
think how many have accessed it. Many fellowship today. But you think how many have accessed us. How many are really in the word of God. Revelation 9 verses 5.
Neziwebwa obutabata wabula okubalumira emyezi etaano.
5 months there is no dying.
Ufa kujja kubati kuchaliwo.
Death will not be there.
Kubanga oli malaika wakufa mu mumanyi
bulu. The angel of death, you know him very well.
Abadavunanzibwa okujja emibiri omwoyo mubiri.
He's been responsible to get the spirits from the body.
Kisere ekyo omwoyo kujja kubati kutegusobola mu mubiri.
In that time the spirit will not be able to get from the body.
Ebo otema kwa mtu negulebeja.
Even if you cut off the head and it's getting
off. Ngakuda.
To cry all times and it gets back to his position. Remember, there's going to be a change. It's not that body will go to be within. The one which died through Adam. Now, church, get out from praying with the word of God. They were leading us. You've spearheaded in troubling us. Revelations 9, verses 5.
N'okuluma kwazo kwalinga okuluma kw'enjaba ey'obusagwa bweruma omuntu. Ne munnaku ezo abantu balinoonya okufa so tebali kulaba n'akatono.
Mumanyi oli malayika wa kufa.
The other is the angel of death. Revelation 6. Verse 7 and 8.
Ufa ojja munoonya nga tomulaba.
Seek for death, you'll never find him.
Omanyi olwaleero bw'omunoonya omusiŋŋaana.
Now when you seek him there, you find him. If you say, let me go hang myself, die, you meet death there. Let me drink poison, die, you meet death there. But that day, even if you drink poison, death will not be working. For the other is an angel. He works with his colleagues.
A quarter of the angels working the bottomless pits. Total of they working there are 200 billion. Now a quarter is 50 billion.
Of
angels working on death. 50 billion angels. They are more than people on the earth. They work specifically on death. Get spirits out of the body. Now, because they don't work only on you, I speak of you, the human being. They work even on the animals, insects, and
animals.
Their number profits them. Everything called death under the sun, they are concerned of it. Not to say they break the laws of God. These are the ones they told you of that don't commit murder, don't kill. For you're not in charge of that. The act was given to these ones, the angels of death. Let's move on, Revelations. Revelations 9, verses 6.
Nemunakwezo abantu bali nonyo kufa. Sote bali kulaba nakatono era bali egomba okufa era okufa nga kubadduka.
Oja kwegomba.
You will desire death.
Kangende nefu bite wali.
Let me pierce myself on the spear.
Usigare ngotemyo.
And you remain looking and you shout.
Tumbula be magombe ne bogamba njagala kufa.
In hell, even if you saw one who died.
There is kufa ya kula.
Their death never works there.
Wakula yo magombe.
There works hell there.
Ibonyo obonyo.
Torments.
Ne bogamba mfe.
Even if you claim let me die.
You
cannot die.
Same
painful things I saw there. For you feel pain. You wish you to die and you never die. When people experience death, they say, let me die, get out of this. But
there
you wish extreme pain and you wish to die, you never die. Even the other painful thing there, they always sample you, the people in the seat of God. You want to be alive.
You
been sick and admire even worms which walk by themselves. The more you yearn to be alive, you feel pain spreading in you.
And
you say, I wish I'm alive. Have you gotten sick, reached that extent? I wish I was alive.
You feel the
situation. You feel more pain. What came God to make you sleep? You awake when you're a bit well. But you never thanked him still. You
say,
now I feel a bit relieved after being in pain. Ignorance never makes us innocent.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on here.
Revelations
9 verses
7.
How the horses they sit on.
They
see you the locusts with horses.
Have you
ever watched that film? But they acted physical locusts. What is this they are doing?
We shall
free them and see of that film. Other so locusts they have come.
They
never show that they are angels of God.
So
they never knew anything.
It's
very bad to preach what you don't understand. For you're counted among the liars. If you try to preach the gospel,
then
you preach them when they're not right. You become a liar.
You
speak of anything in the kingdom of God, you never know. He told you at least keep quiet. That's
yes, we have a
Praise Jesus. That's why God chooses people in Isaiah 48.
And he said,
they speak of me, but not in truth,
so,
but not in righteousness. That is a very big case. That's why even if they send you, go preach the gospel on the way, you'll end up lying to people. And you've spoken of God not in truth.
Yes, was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But we try to tell you, don't just go out to preach the gospel.
We
speak of God not in truth,
so
and not in righteousness.
Wabula,
but
we shall
request you fulfill Jeremiah 23, verses 18. And you sit under the counsels of God's words, and you analyze them, and mark them. Then you begin to speak them. For he says, when I heard, I believed. What I believed, I spoke. Is it not that?
When
I heard, I believed.
When
I believed, I spoke. First heard the word of God, and he believed it, and he began to speak it. It is to say,
Acts
17,
16 to
down, never did anything else except to listen to the new words and to preach them to others. What you learn is what you speak out. What you don't speak it. For you'll have a case to answer. According to Matthew 7:21
and down
unto 25, preach the gospel. I've never known what did you preach. Worked miracles. It's not me who sent you through that. After making people line up,
did
I tell you make people line up for miracles? Do what you don't know is a serious case. People make people fast and line up on the way you ask them a question. You say we get safe to go where? In heaven. Another scripture says heaven and earth will pass away. Where is that one? And they have ashamed us. And heaven and earth will pass away. You told the people Jesus the way, truth and life. They ask you to where? In heaven.
And
the scripture says heaven and earth will pass away.
See, all you
know, there is a new heaven and a new earth. You can answer and they say, where is that new heaven? And you don't know where it is.
I
can't tell them above the heavens. Ephesians 4.
Revelation 21
says, earth will pass away and see the new heaven and new earth.
Born
again, don't know that you don't waste to preach, for we preach heaven. You are just going to rush you to preach.
Angel
Abaddon, you tell them what you've been preaching. We don't threaten you concerning preaching, but we warn you never to be a liar. We are in Revelations. Revelations 9 verse
7.
These one were crowned already. Locusts crowned with crowns. What kind of locusts are these? These, I tell you, are not locusts. These are angels of the bottomless pits. Revelations
9 verse 7.
They see. That's where they have their crown on the head. It's of gold and the
eyes.
God crowned them in the work they do. Just beating in hell. Their work is going to be winded up here on the day of the Lord. And they say, Lord, we thank you.
Thank
you for giving us works we do. Me, I feel I love them so much. It's not easy to be with the devil.
Instead of having vengeance out, let God use them to carry it out. Preach truth to someone, they abuse you even.
And you say
you are foolish, you have no understanding. Prove your foolishness when you read the hands of Abaddon. If someone
is
one day they will prove they are the one we are foolish. Revelations 9 verses 8. Have you seen locusts having hair? When you read the book of Revelations, the word locust means angels working in the bottomless
pit.
And they try to explain their appearance. They have drills onto their feet. Look at the big locusts. It has a leg, it has hooks. There are hooks on its legs. And these are angels, but the lake at all. You look and you see a commando who is going to strike you. You look at the hulk. They make a hand like this. And you see drilling machines, they are moving. Going to cut the tongue and it's not finishing. He used to speak falsehood. He put a hand upon it.
But they cut the tongue,
it's not finishing. Revelations 9 verses 8. Just to tear you. They have tooth and they are exposed out like of a lion. You look at them like that. And they have hooked tooth out of him. You may think you are on a vampire.
And it tears
all the skin from you. For locusts do that. They eat all the skin from the tree.
And
in hell, they tear the entire skin from yourself. The day of the Lord, they will do it on earth. If they are found without a seal of God, let's be careful, for the Lord is on the way. The gospels out there making you shout. Out without speaking, God is there. You avoid such gospels. Revelations 9 verses 9.
Era zirina ebizibawo ng'ebizibawo ebyekyuma.
Kakati walora byenzike asoba zitegese bulungi.
Locusts and they've been prepared well.
Abaine ekyo mukifuba kiringa omuliro.
A blessed spirit like of sulfur and fire.
Gorooza zino nzike.
You think these are locusts?
Kubikulira sura y'omwenda onyoro omwenda.
Revelations 9 verse 9.
N'eddoboozi ly'ebyowaatiro byazo ng'eddoboozi ly'amagaali.
Bali n'ebyowaatiro.
They have wings.
N'amagaali wansi.
And wheels down there.
Eno mbigiri.
Down in their feet.
Ati simanyiyo kwenzike zibeera n'amagaali.
I don't know locusts with chariots. Ever since you heard speaking of locusts, have you seen locusts appearing like that?
Revelations 9 verse 9.
One day before the Lord is at like 1,000 years.
Five months,
God is on knowing that moment.
They may
spend close to 100 years.
Now,
that time is not known by human beings. When he speaks 5 months,
you remember
that
in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8 to 10, one day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is like one day. Remember Psalms
90,
1,000 years is like yesterday which passed. Beat them one day after we've moved up and they bring them also. You don't tell him that. What you will decide the moment, it's whether
they're
going to beat them here. Just like in hell, don't know what that day will be. Whether you get them out when. Getting them out is not peace. Most have not understood yet. When they get them out, it's lake of fire next.
Perhaps
they're about to take us out. You are dreaming.
Get
you out, you're moving more into wilder problems. They get from glory unto more glory. Just as we do get from glory to glory.
They
get from promise to deeper torments.
People
abuse on earth.
And they say, God is
Polish. If there is a Polish God. And abusing them is because they never ate supper. Another got so sick and pain was too much on them. And they thought that pain is too much of the sickness. You will see how painful is hell.
Katulabi.
Revelations 9
verse 11.
Ziri nakabaka wazo. Malaika wobunyo
obutakoma.
Now the king is an angel. All of these are angels. It's not locusts.
Malaika wobunyo
obutakoma. The angel of the bottomless pits. They have not said the devil of the bottomless pits. They have sought an angel. Revelations 9 verse 11.
Zirina kabaka wazo, malaika wobunyo obutakoma, erinya mu Lwebulaniya Abadoni, ne mu Lyonaani alina erinya Apoloni.
Erinya likwate bulungi.
You hold that name clear.
Kubanga bw'onaaba tulitegedde wano.
Don't understand it on earth.
Emagombo jategeera nti
ye. Understand in hell that he is the one.
Omanya abantu tumwogerako nga batya.
You know when you speak of people they get threatened.
Akati watu sawa kutya wano.
If you can't get threatened on earth.
Ne bw'ona agando mumanya bw'otuuka emagombo asoundinga nnyo.
You refuse to know him when you reach hell he sounds so much.
Anyumizibwako omukulu w'amagombe.
Spoken of the leader of hell there.
Buli aliyamu amuwanda
lulusu. Everyone there is regretting him.
And spoken
in their dreams.
I
think they dream but him.
First
fear the gate of him when he comes from they him. Remain dreaming him. As they sleep, they shout up, they seen him. For in hell you don't sleep, you are in such dreams. Some people it happens like them, like
you know, something striking
you and you remain dreaming it. Every time you close your eyes, you dream about don't you wake up.
Wake up,
the one who is like this
and
you ask him, the leader is even in Jerusalem.
He's
in the city of God. Among the seven angels holding the seven bowls. In Revelation 15, verses 1.
He's
not in the pits. His colleagues are the ones down there. They who appear like him.
You're
dreaming
them. Abadoni.
They call him Abado.
He
wake up, is the one next to you. And he's the one I've been dreaming.
In
hell, there are threatening dreams, nothing else. Let's see Joel, chapter 1. Took us back that you get explained.
Okay. We
want to just read right from here. Joel, chapter 1, from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama kyajjira Yoweri mutabani wa Pesweri. Muwulire kino mwe abakadde
All you elders, we call you. This is not on how many years you have. For hell never segregates. If you exceed 6 years, 7, you pass 7 years like that. You know you can head to hell.
We started
that day we were here. The child after 7 days. It was the 8th day. But in Colossians, we were explained. Circumcision meant getting born again. To unclothe the body of flesh. Given the one from heaven. And we knew. Because you have to believe with your heart today. They are 7 years. Must confess salvation by that. If you don't confess,
we
get it from the body with sins. But 8 years, you can go straight to hell. And you raising your child,
trying
to show them the way of salvation. That's why they have called from the older people. Them come, we preach them the angel of Abaddon. They work in the pits of hell. They
are
known as locusts. Or the Chaldeans. Or the Medes. Joel chapter 1 verses 2.
Muulire kino mwe abakadde era mutego okutu mwe mwenna abali mu nsi. Kino kyali kibaddewo mu biro byammwe. Oba mu biro by'abajjajjammwe.
Never seen it before. But it's about to come.
Yoweri esula esooka olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Joel chapter 1 verse 3.
Mukibulira abaana bammwe.
Oba olina kibulira omwana wo.
Tell it to your child.
Nti baabadoni bwe bali kukwata.
Abaddon's the dead, they touch you.
Abanya bamalaika abatakola mbunyi
abakola mbunyi obutakoma. The pits of hell.
Bwe bali kukwata.
When they will ever lay hold of you.
Kibulira omwana.
You have to tell to your child.
Okuvanga ali muto.
Right from when I'm young.
N'abamu batuma abaddoni aleme okukyerabira.
Others call them Abaddon, never to forget that.
Tell
it to your child. For if they lay hold of them,
you
would never help them again. That's why
they
say, tell it to your child. And do what?
Joel 1 verse
3.
Mukibulire abaana bammwe. N'abaana bammwe babuulire abaana baabwe.
The children will explain their coming children.
N'abaana baabwe emirembe emirala.
Generations ahead, let them tell them. Look at what church we are on.
Amadini oba go katyate.
Religions
are Satani mwenyewe.
The devil himself.
Tewali kutubuulira abaana basajja bakangu.
Is Abaddon's.
Omuntu atayagala bannange kukulabula naye aba muzibu.
Person who doesn't want to warn you is a very hard person.
Ndowooza era abeera muzibu ng'akulembera muzibu.
Even the blind leading the blind.
Baatugamba buli ajja tulina omulabula ku nsonga
eno. We have to warn them on this issue.
Na buli mulembe
yalina
okubeerawo.
Every gospel, this gospel has been every generation.
Okulabula kugeyena.
One year of hell.
N'abasajja bakola bye bakola.
And the men working there, what they do.
Era bye bali kukola ku lunaku lwa Mukama.
What they will do to the day of the Lord.
Katonda atwalibwa ku musango okusulibwa mu nyanja y'omuliro.
For you taken to judgment to be cast in the lake of fire.
Wa nyanja y'omuliro nga nkambwe nnyo.
We had the lake of fire being very wild.
Erimu okusanusa omwoyo nga ate kufa.
Melting a spirit and never dies. They melt you like a jelly can.
And you
come back to form again. They said you have to preach it to your child. And your child to tell them your children. And generations to come.
Joel 1 verse 4. Ebya kawuka bekafisizzaawo enzige ebiridde.
Kaakati
now
mukyalina obuwuka nga sirimu n'ebirala.
Still have warmth like HIV and others.
Ebigendo sigalawo gwe mwoyo.
What is going to remain is your spirit.
Naye erinda enzige babadoni bajja kukwata.
For the locust they hold you.
Wabadde bibadde bisigadde kuba obuwuka bulumya omuntu.
For now virus have struck people. Others are viruses, they strike you and eat you up. Death is the one doing that. Now what they have left, who lay hold on it?
Abaddon.
Abaddon. The locusts.
The body is put in the grave. And the worms and the maggots eat all of it. And what remains is the spirit. Who lay holds on it?
Abaddon.
Now, what the virus has left, the locust is on it. Understood well that word?
Yoweli esule soka olinyolo kuna.
Yoweli chapter 1 verses 4.
Ebyenzige bezifisizaawo kalusejera kabiridde.
Okamanyako.
Do you know that?
Okwata ibadde bikole magombe no biwa munyanja yongo.
Get what is working in hell, join it in the lake of fire.
Nori oko okitegeera nti kalusejera ka kazibu
nnyo. Understand that this is a wild mixture.
Ubanga twaulira mukubikulirwa.
We had in Revelation.
Amakumi abiri.
20.
From
verse 11 unto
15.
Death is going to hold what it's been used in hell. They put in the lake of fire and they will create worms in there. Lions, you don't know where they come from. Serpents, you don't know where they come from.
You're
melting, you see a snake bite you there. Careful of these words. What the worm has left, the locust it is up. What the locust
leaves.
We speak of death,
magombe,
hell, lake of fire.
There
are three levels you read here. What remains here is added on another until you have been finished. You don't finish for this. What you eat all days is like a fire. There are swords, snakes, you know where they come from. Strikes you, follows you, they are melting you at the same time. The lake of fire has things. What we saw and what we studied.
Yoweli 1
verse 4.
Nebyo kalusejera bye kafisizaawo akacha kakabiridde.
Wabe era buli kiwuka eri kikoleddwa.
Yes, every virus and worm mud there.
Bamba bakakusaanu
mseringa. Just melted you.
Ebisaanu keri nga mulimu ekiwuka
ekiri melting out, there is a worm coming for you.
Tokango ulire ebiri.
Yet you feel two.
Omanyo kubanga ekitundu ekiyiseeri ate kikuluma nekino kyolina eno wagwejjaayo.
Painful, even this one is still melting.
Owulinamu envunza.
Feel a jigger is within your toe.
Teba mirembe eri omubi.
There is no peace to the evil.
Era ekyo kyawandikibwa okimanyi.
That is written, you know it very well.
Teri mirembe eri ki?
There is no peace
eri omubi.
To the evil.
Njagala ukikwate bulungi.
Lay hold and understand that.
Mirembe eri omubi.
There is no peace to the evil one.
Tasobola kuwamu adda akawummula.
Give you even a moment rest. All you are weary and burdened, see the rest of the Lord Jesus. If you refuse, there is no peace with the evil ones.
Joel 1 verse 5. Muzukuke
abatamivu,
the drunkards of this world, drank the wine of Jezebel, of the abomination of abandoning God, bent all abominations of the world. Get out from getting drunk.
There
is no drunkardness in hell, everyone understands.
Joel
1 verse 5.
Muzukuke mwa abatamivu, mukaba maziga. Muwogane mwemwena abanywa omwenge. Olw'omwenge omuwoomerevu kubanga gumaliddwawo okuva mu kamwa kammwe.
Olunaku olwo bajja kusiŋŋaniza mbu otamidde.
That they will find you drunk.
Bori iru mwana ozuka omwenge ne kugwako.
Once and you cease to be drunk.
Olaba ne bajja mutamivu mu mubiri.
If you stretch it, drunk cup of the body.
Olaba, wewe
abadde. They have wine and alcohol on their
head.
People walk staggering. They reach here when they're not drunk. When you are in the other place, you're not drunk.
You
drink that, you take problems.
From
the body, problems just add more. That's why the Bible says, give the one who have no wisdom
what you make them drunk.
Who
drink have no wisdom? You think they understand?
I sees
that wine is a mocker.
Look
at it, and they drink and you see. And he
said,
one without wisdom, let them be given wine to drink.
Whoever
stands to understand the spell of wine, I prove you have no wisdom well. It's not abusing, but you have no wisdom still.
Now,
why do you drink if you have no wisdom? If you have wisdom?
You see
the reason they give you
is
there is no wisdom in it. Now they themselves, do you think they have wisdom? That I drink to forget problems. When you forget that they finish, it's not a deception. Don't you see that proves you have no wisdom?
You
drink to avoid problems, you get more problems.
And
go back and knock in walls. And you are awake when you're sick. Drunk to get out of you, have not gotten out of them. You think when you drink, you wake up in the day when you have 100 million in the pocket? Drunkards, I prove there's no wisdom in them. Ask come to God who doesn't reject wisdom to give you.
Yoweri esula esooka onyolo okutaano.
Joel 1 verse 5.
Olw'omwenge omuweemerevu kubanga gumaliddwawo okuva mu kamwa kammwe.
Tobaako omwenge kankubuulire.
You have no alcohol and drunkenness in hell.
Nga malayika Abadonias.
When Abadonias come,
bw'abadde yeetunuzanga atalaba.
You was looking as if you don't see, you look and see clear.
Yoweri esula esooka onyolo omukaaga.
Joel 1 verse 6.
Kubanga egwanga litabadde ensi yange.
Bano banaggwanga bava mu nsi yewala.
This come from the far country.
Isaiah 17.
Isaiah 14.
Bagenda kutabala buli wamu wonna.
Going to move in every place.
Kuluna kulwamo kama.
The day of the Lord.
Bajja wana abadde bakola mbonyo
obutu. Come here who have been working in hell.
Kubanga egwanga litabadde ensi yange. Eryamanyi eritabalika.
Bangi bilioni ebibiri.
200 billion of them.
Eri kubikulibwa mwenda
15:16.
Bangi nyoka
mara. They are so numerous.
Bagenda kuva mbunyo obutakoma bali okubatabali wano
bubiri. And move all over here.
Yoweri esula esooka onyolo omukaaga.
Joel 1 verse 6.
Kubanga egwanga litabadde ensi yange eryamanyi eritabalika. Amanyo ge manyo ga mpologoma.
We heard them in Revelations
9
verses 8 to down.
They
have
truth.
They are like of the lion.
They
are the same they speak of here. If you see them, you may say, is it a vampire what? That's why others call them demons. The demons of hell,
they're
of the devil.
These
are not demons, friends. They were made that they have to appear threatening.
Joel 1
verse
6. Azisiza omuzabibu gwange.
Bakukwata ne bakuyuza
yuza. Get you and tear you. And they tear off all the skin after he begins to pour fire upon you. When you come here, tear off everything.
And
you remain without even the body. And they blow fire upon you. And you blow quick, run.
This is
you run even when you go, you don't know where you're going. You reach there, you feel the chains held you. And he beats you, beats his friend to escape. Have you seen the cat, what it does to a rat when it captures it?
It plays
with it as if it's leaving it run.
And after
it back, where have you been running to? And he throws it up out like that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yoweri esula esooka onyola omusanvu.
Joel 1 verse 7.
Azisiza omuzabibu gwange era asasambudde omutiini gwange.
Akusasambula.
Emagombe
babayuza
nokati
namana amuteeka eno wansi.
After they put you down in the n'amufuwako
omuliro oguva mu kamwa
k'empologoma ng'amaze
okuyuza wenna bw'ati.
Wali
oyuliseeko olugalo n'olusembereza
omuliro?
Aba anoonya engeri akaliro gye kakuyingira obulungi.
Ku
lunaku lwa Mukama bajja wano
basiwadde
nga banakusanga tovudde mu mubiri
guno kye
bayita okufa
kye
bakutanda nga tolina siri ya Mukama
ojja
kubanyumiza.
Omanyi
abantu bamala ebiro bingi nga banoonya ssente okunoonya Katonda kubalimi ebintu olina obibalansi onoonya ssente oziwe Kayisaali
akufeekonaye
noonya Katonda
olina
okufa ennyanja y'omuliro
and you escape death, the lake of fire and hell. That's where we spend many years there.
Poverty
making you cry. It spends a little moment. And it can finish any time.
And
we seek God, poverty insists on you. But
he
never told us to seek him in vain. And he says, when we seek the kingdom and righteousness, what we need is ready to give them to us. Don't waste your time only seeking for money.
And
you fail to get time to know God.
And
you fail to save your life.
Yoweri esule soko nyolo musambu.
Joel 1 verse 7.
Agusasambulide ddala era gusudde wala. Amatabi gako gafuse meru.
They tear you off.
No yeruka.
And you begin to get right. You become white.
Umanye bwo
you know when you tear skin off yourself. You appear white when you have no skin.
Nayo manyo mtadde bali bakambwe nyo.
Bakuyuza
wenna n'amala n'akuyimiriza
wali. The whole of you are
making fun. Empe we kufu.
You're all getting cold.
Empe we baragara.
The wind and it's very bitter upon you.
Obo chakabo gwempe onaleta uliro.
Cry of boldness, they blow fire, fire.
Ate linatandiko kusomoja.
And they begin to.
Nayo ngela.
And there's more fire.
Agenda osasambula omuntu wano ku nsi nga bw'abikola emagombe akukwata n'akuyubula
bulungi
nga naye enduluza okubeeza okuyubula
zokka
tuvula babayita enzige nga bw'olaba egwa ku muti n'eguliako omuddo
gwonnaate
ezo si za kabi nnyo waliwo enzige ezigwa ku muti ne
ziguyuzayuzapaka
nga mweru
kati
byebikolwa byabwe kyovula babayita
enzige
bali bannaabwe bali mu bwakabaka bw'ebiwuka.
They are in the kingdom of the insects.
Naye nabo bakola wansi w'omwoyo w'amaanyi.
They work under the spirit of power.
Bwe tunaaba tusoma ku biramu ebina mu kulu ery'okubiri.
Study of the four living creatures, second heaven.
Yoweri esula esooka olunyolo omusanvu.
Joel 1 verse 7.
Amatabi gaawo gafuuse meeru. Kungubaganga omuwala eyeesibye ebibukutu bwakungubagira bba ow'omu buwala bwe.
Tukimanyi nga Mukama waffe ye muzabibu
ogwadda
naffe ffennyini nga tuli matabi
kati
bwe boogera amatabi ogasasambula manya ettabi lyonna eritabeere mu ye baliyuza kakasa ng'oli mu ye obale ebibala bisigalewo ebibala
ebyobutuukirivu.
Yoweri esula esooka olunyolo omwenda.
Joel chapter 1 verses 9.
Ekiweebwayo ekyobutta n'ekiweebwayo ekyokunywa bimaliddwawo okuva mu nnyumba ya Mukama. Bakabona abaweereza ba Mukama bawuubaala.
Olunaku olwo bannange nali mbuulira enjiri vaano sikumanyi.
I was preaching go away, I never knew you.
Umanyamba kusigala.
No, others are to remain.
Nabalala bagudde magombe gye bali.
Others are fallen in hell there.
Omonga boogera bibatategeya.
For speaking what they don't understand.
Waakiri oyogera bitaano nga birimu
okutegeera. Five where there is understanding.
Naye bw'oyogera ebigambo ebitategeera.
You speak what they don't understand.
N'otuyanira obwerere ng'otuyana tuyana.
For nothing you're sweating.
Omanya abantu bagaya badda ku buti.
Naleta
street and they shout.
Obuya kubulingo bwe
bwe
mvubu. Na munene nnyo.
The neck is like of a hippo.
Ngatuya nanga amuloza ina byabagambe byamanyi.
Think that speak a piece of wisdom.
Yoeli esula esooka onyerwa kumi.
Joel 1 verse 10.
Ennimiro ezise. Ense ewuubaala.
Mukimanyi bulungi nga tuli nnimiro ya Mukama.
We are the vine of the Lord.
Okusinda mu Efeso 2:10.
Ephesians 2:10.
Kati bagamba nti ezise ojja kulowooza nnimiro zino ezabulijjo.
Don't pick these physical gardens.
Natugendeko mu Yoeli esula eno ey'okubiri.
Let's go to Joel 2. Brief.
Yoweri esule yo kubironyo olusoka.
Joel 2 from verse 1.
Mufuire kondere musayuni. Era mulaize kulusozi lwango olutukuvu. Bonna abali munsi bakankane.
Oro runaku lwe kondere lyo musayuni.
That's the day of the seventh trumpet.
E kondere yengomero.
The last trumpet.
Ukankana buli alabira ali wano.
Trembling whoever will be under the sun.
Ngachimanyi bulungi taina siru ya.
And they know where they have no seal of God.
Yoweri esule yo kubiri olunyo olusoka.
Joel 2 verse 1.
Era mulaize ku lusozi lwange olutukuvu bonna abali mu nsi bakankane kubanga olunaku lwa Mukama lujja kubanga luli kumpi olunaku lw'ekizikiza n'ekikoome
ekizikiza
it's darkness
n'ekikiza ekinene
and groan
yukira obunya obuta ku mawabu
gulibwawo
olunaku lw'ekizikiza n'ekikoome olunaku olw'ebire n'ekizikiza ekikutte ng'emmambya bwesalira ku nsozi
omanyi bano ababadde bajja mu mmambya
emmambya
ng'egenda
ne
balyoka bapiikiga emyoyo
omatya
nga bukyanowulira mu nsi yonna ebyo bibeerawo obudde nga bukya ekyemuyita nti emmambya
esaze
babeera bakuttemu ekizikiza ekisinga nga bagenze
nakyo
mugamba mu budde ani nga bukedde
kumbe
bali bazeeyo abasinga
obuwano
babagombe basigalawo batononye abakola emisana
yesu yeebazibwa
naye nga abasinga ekiro lwe
bagiraawa
zino batandise okwesolosanga banona bazze kulona
enamba yeeyongeddekosaawa
nga mukaaga obulumi
bunaatera
okuja
akagere
akavunze
kunze
emmambya
ng'esala
omumwe bayise emyoyo gyonna egisinga kumakya agenze ku kumi n'emu agenze kumi zibadde musanvu nga bo batemye gubadde mwenda awo gwennyini zibadde nga munaanaawo agenze kumi n'emu kumi nabbiri zennyini bannange kale abadde abukeesezza
God bless you.